Carol?
This question also concerns the Gates Foundation, but it's entirely different. One of your owner-related business principles says that you will attempt, through your policies and communications, to keep Berkshire's stock price rational. Yet every year you give large amounts of your Berkshire stock to the Gates Foundation, and my understanding is that more will go to the foundation when you die. By the way, I forgot to say this is from Michael McLaughlin of Omaha, who continues. Already we have seen that foundation regularly sell Berkshire stock, and it will sell more because its purpose is to give money to charities, not hold the stock forever. Won't the foundation selling create a downward pressure on the stock because as much as 25% of it will be turned over?
Yeah, basically, there's five foundations I give money to every year, every July. And the amount I would be giving now, it's a 5% declining balance. The amount I would be giving now would amount to about 1.5% of the shares outstanding annually, something like that. So if they sell, and they will, that stock fairly promptly after receipt in order to make charitable gifts, you basically have 1.5% of the shares being sold annually. Now, if you contrast that with trading on the New York Stock Exchange, which averages well over 100% of the amount of shares outstanding, it's not anything unusual at all in the way of sales. And you know, it is a free country. I mean, I could sell 10% of the company if I wanted to. I've never sold a share in my life, and I never plan to sell a share in my life. And I won't sell a hell of a lot of shares after I die either, probably. The 1.5% is, if 1.5% of the outstanding shares of Berkshire move the price down in a year, it probably deserves to move down. Charlie?
Well, of course, I regard that degree of stock distribution to aid charity as almost a non-event, and it may actually have been a constructive event in terms of getting Berkshire into the Standard & Poor's indexes and so on. I think you've got more important things to worry about.
If I had owned 100% of Berkshire, for sure it would not have been in the S&P 500. It was always a problem of concentration. So if by selling down it enhanced, and it did to some degree, enhanced the chances of Berkshire being in the S&P 500, that probably accounted for maybe 7% or so of the capitalization, some number like that. So that was extraordinary, you might call it, buying that was brought in to some extent because of the diminution of my own holdings. As Charlie said, I would say if none of the stock had been given away in the last 4 years, I don't know whether I have no idea whether the stock could be selling a little higher or a little lower. I think that's sort of an even money bet.